Tammy McCoy. She's the executive director of the Capitol Theater in downtown Burlington, and technically she's still the executive director of the Arts Center of Burlington, but Elizabeth Pappas is taking over that responsibility. So Elizabeth is going to be joining me tomorrow. We'll talk about the Arts Center, but the Capitol Theater. And Tammy, good morning to you today.
Good morning, Steve.
And again, Kostaki, I noticed when you use a single word, it's sort of like nobody really wants to try to pronounce a last name. Is that right?
Oh, not even going to try.
Anyway, it is basically starts off the month of April with an evening performance at 8 p.m. Again, Kostaki, regular on the Bob and Tom Show here on one of our stations, KQ92, and again...
Yeah, such an appropriate thing for April Fool's Day. Just have some comedian fun for the night, right?
It is, and yes, and now is this, I would say, mature audiences only? Is that...
Yeah, I would probably suggest that, yes.
Okay, there you go. All right. It is a lot of things happening at the Capitol, and you're also fully into the project remodeling and all of the other things that are going to be going on. You've got a lot of refurbishing that is on your plate as well. So how is that coming along?
It's coming along really nicely. We've talked to a lot of people from the community, just getting input, ideas, what do people think about what we want to do. I'm still gathering information on that. So far, getting a really positive reaction to the folks I've spoken to, and I'm really excited because Capitol Theater will become our place to gather and connect with each other and enjoy entertainment and some education. I think it's going to be fantastic.
All right, and more opportunities to what? To visit, more opportunities to see different kinds of performance events as well, which is what it is.
Right, yeah. And I want to try and make this place as busy as we got the Art Center being. So I'm thinking every week there's going to be 3, 4, 5 different options every week by the time we get in full swing of things.
That sounds like a wonderful idea, wonderful goal. You've got, Friday is the opening for Friday, April 1st, April Fool's Day, and it's Kostaki doing comedy. Again, that's at 8 o'clock, and you can, get your tickets right at the box office, is that right?
Box office, or you can go to our website and get them.
Okay. On Saturday, you've got an after-school program-sponsored movie, Pieces, featuring Peter Rabbit.
Yeah, Pieces program with the Burlington School District. That's a program that they put on, and they pay for the movie, and so it is free and open to the public to come in at 10 a.m. and watch Peter Rabbit for our month with Easter.
All right, and the following week, Southeastern Community College Theater Department, they are presenting on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday, A Midsummer Night's Dream being performed. So a bit of Shakespeare is what's going to be happening at the Capitol. How about that?
Yeah, and they've been practicing. I think it's going to be a wonderful performance, and you have 3 opportunities to make it here to see it. 7 p.m. on Friday the 8th and 7 p.m. on Saturday the 9th, and then a matinee at 2 on Sunday the 10th.
All right, and you've got a little bit of a break. Thursday the 21st, that's right, it's the Travelogue Series, Harriet Virginia Murray Travelogue Series. They are basically presenting that for free. Performances at 1:30 and at 7:30 with Marlon Dera, on the film on Egypt, A Cruise Down the Nile, free to the public. How about that?
Yes, and so we have 2 opportunities. You can do a matinee, you can do an evening, whichever fits in your schedule best. But these are very popular and very enjoyable and educational.
All right, talk about a busy weekend, because Friday, the Red Cedar Orchestra concert. What is that all about?
Well, it's a multimedia event featuring magic lantern slides and early silent films from the Brenton Collection of early entertainment materials, and it's accompanied by chamber music. So I think it's going to be really interesting, and I think it's a do-not-miss event.
Okay.
It's going to be at 7 p.m. on Friday the 22nd.
That is, it's Friday the 22nd. Then Saturday, the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra, they'll be presenting their masterwork, Spring Concert, the return of spring, and actually April, I guess. Actually, they had a concert in March, but they've got a concert. This is their final Masterworks concert of this season. Challenging, creating, and enjoying live music together. Again, that is the Southeast Iowa Symphony. You had a big event when they were here in March. They had a brunch at the Arts Center, too, combined with this, right?
Yes, we did. It was a fun day with going back and forth and having making it a long day, more of a day-long thing than just a quick evening of entertainment. So, you know, you can get your fill of orchestra music that weekend, the 22nd and the 23rd. So it should be good.
All right. And then Sunday, Paul Michael in concert. He's known as The Voice. Can you tell me about Paul Michael?
Yeah, Paul Michael is from the UK, actually, and he is coming to Burlington. And it's just quite a privilege to have him joining us. He will be doing some variety of music. He's very talented. He does a wide range of music, but for us, he's going to do some pop, some country, some Broadway, and a little bit of Josh Groban tunes. And then he's also bringing with him at the Art Center, there will be a art exhibit from some people that are from the UK area, and just to raise awareness and to show how talented they are, but also to sell the work. So that'll be at an event at the Art Center prior to this concert. So it'll be from 5:30 to 6:30, and then the concert is at 7. And he's going to also be joined by Burlington's own Olivia Keller, who is Miss Scott County, for a special duet.
Wow. So it's going to be a big day, a big night. That's Sunday the 24th. 7 p.m. during the day on Sunday, and then continuing through the 26th, special event working with Burlington School's Jazz Reach from New York City, workshops and performances. How did this come about?
Oh, I've been very excited about this. So Daniel Pappas from the SEC Music Department mentioned to me that he was very interested in getting a yearly jazz program started here in Burlington. Of course, I had that in my mind, and I came across Jazz Reach, who is a company out of New York City, and started talking to them. And we were able, through some grants, help thanks to the Burlington Education Foundation, the Bart Howard Foundation, ASCAP Foundation, and the Murray Foundation, for helping sponsor this so that we can offer it free to students in second through third grade, and then fifth through sixth grade, and then high school students will all be benefiting for this. They will come in and do workshops. They're going to be doing some jazz standards, Bart Howard's own Fly Me to the Moon. The older students will be learning to play the music. The younger students are going to get a little workshop performed by Jazz Reach. And so there's just a lot going on. I'm really excited about bringing this to Burlington. And if it goes well, we're hoping to make it an annual event.
Sounds like a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for students to get their fill and to learn what jazz is all about and where it came from. But again, that's happening on the 24th through the 26th in the month of April. And again, refurbishing and all the other, you're still collecting ideas, but when do you have any idea when you might be doing actually starting construction of any of these things?
Well, we are hoping by this time next year that we'll be in construction or already have started it, and so I'm hoping for maybe even as early as November, December, but we'll just see where we can, how fast we can get this moving. You, I don't move slow. Once I decide we're going to do something, we move. So as soon as we can get the bids in and the money raised and the contractor's approval of a start date, then we will start moving forward with this.
It's an exciting time.
To whet your appetite a little bit, we are going to be putting in a lounge in the annex, current annex, We will be installing a bar and getting a full liquor license, and that will be starting to be open as soon as we're able to get that done. And having cocktail hour maybe before some of our shows and films and after, so it might be a fun place to just hang out.
Sounds like an exciting way to basically increase its visibility, but also increase its use and to make it more of a just plain fun place for everybody, the Capitol
yes.
Theater in downtown Burlington. Tammy McCoy, thank you so much for joining me. Have a great month of April. We'll look forward to chatting about all the new stuff coming in May, okay?
Sounds fantastic. Thank you.